This is the Avyakt Moli of the 15th of June 2025. Original date 30th of November 2005. Because of the closeness of the time, liberate yourself from limited bondages and become complete and equal. Today, Baba was seeing all the complete and equal children everywhere. Only the equal children are merged in the Father's heart. The speciality of the children who are equal is that they are constantly free from obstacles, free from sinful thoughts, and are humble and pure. Such souls are constantly free. They are not tied in any type of limited bondage. So, ask yourself, have you become a soul who has such unlimited freedom? The first freedom is freedom from the consciousness of your body. To take the support of your body whenever you want, and to become detached from your body whenever you want. Do not be attracted by bodies. Secondly, souls who are free will not be in bondage to any old nature or sanskars. They will be free from their old nature and sanskars. Together with that, they will not be attracted to any bodily beings in their relationships and connections. While having relationships and connections, they will be detached and loving. So check yourself. Are any small physical organs tying you in bondage? Remember your self-respect. You are a master, almighty authority, Trikaldarshi, Trinetri, and Swadarshan Chakradari. On the basis of that self-respect, can any of the physical organs attract the children of the Almighty Authority? While seeing the closeness of the time, examine yourself. Are you able to become free from all bondages within a second? Does any such bondage still remain? The practical proof of passing the last paper and becoming a number one soul is to be able to focus your mind and intellect wherever you want, in a second, and not to fluctuate. For instance, you can go wherever you want with your physical body, can you not? In the same way, are you able to stabilize yourself in the stage that you want with your intellect? Just as through science a light or might house begins to give light or might everywhere in a second, as soon as you put on its switch. In the same way, when you put on the switch of the thought of awareness, are you able to become a lighthouse and a might house and give souls light and might? When you receive an order to become bodiless in a second, you will become that, will you not? Or would you have to battle? This practice over a long period of time will be very helpful. If there isn't the practice over a long period, it will require effort for you to become bodiless at that time. This is why Bapdada is giving you this signal. While performing actions throughout the day, also practice this. Controlling power of the mind is required for this. If your mind is under your control, none of your physical organs can influence you. All souls now require a blessing of power from you. Souls have this pure desire of you, Master Almighty, Authority Souls. Without us making any effort, liberate us with your blessings, your drishti, and your vibrations. Everyone is now tired from having labored. All of you have become free from laboring, have you not? Or do you have to labor even now? You were told earlier that the easy way to become free from laboring is to be extremely loving to the Father in your heart. You Brahmin souls made a promise the moment you took birth. Do you remember that promise? When the Father made you belong to Him and gave you your Brahmin birth, what was the promise that all of you made for your Brahmin life? To belong to one Father and none other. Do you remember your promise? Do you? Nod in agreement. Okay, you are waving your hands. Do you remember it firmly? Or do you sometimes forget it? Look, you have become those who have forgotten for 63 births, whereas in this one birth you have become embodiments of remembrance. So the Father is asking you, children, do you remember the promise of your childhood? He has made it very easy for you. The world is in the Father. You have all relationships with the One Father. You receive all attainments from the One Father. It is just the One who teaches you and also sustains you. Everything is in the One, even if it is the family, the godly family. It is also the One Father's. It is not the family of different fathers. It is just the One family. In the family too, you have spiritual love for one another. It isn't just love, it is spiritual love. Bap Dada is reminding you of the promise you made when you took birth. What other promise did you make? Everyone said to the Father from their heart with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, everything is yours. Body, mind and wealth are all yours. Whatever you have given to the Father, He has entrusted that to you for you to use for the task. You gave them to the Father. You gave them, did you not? Or do you take them back a little? When you take them back, that is being dishonest with whatever has been entrusted to you. Some children say in their heart-to-heart conversations, my mind is distressed. Where did my mind come from? When you have surrendered mine to yours, where did my mind come from? All of you have become emperors without even a shell. Now, nothing is yours. You are without a shell, and yet you are emperors. Why? The Father's treasures have become your treasures, and so you are emperors, are you not? God's treasures are the children's treasures. So, Bap Dada is reminding you of your promises. Do not make yours become mine. The Father says, since the Father has made you prosperous with godly treasures, He also took the responsibility. With which words? Remember me and you have a right to all attainments. Simply remember me. Then you said, I am yours and you are mine. This is a promise, is it not? So the Father says, constantly use the treasures for yourself and for all souls. The more you use them, the more the treasures will increase. You have the treasure of all powers, so use all the powers. Do not simply keep this knowledge in your intellect. I am an almighty authority. But use all the powers for doing service according to the time. In the charts of the majority of the children, Bapdada has seen that if you remembered two powers and used them at the right time, you would always remain free from obstacles. The obstacles would not then have the courage to come in front of you. This is a guarantee from the Father. In fact, you need all the powers, but it has been seen that in the majority, the power of tolerance and the power of realization are needed. You do realize everything, but there is less attention paid to putting it into a practical form. This is why, when you do realize it, your face and behavior change. You have very good zeal and enthusiasm. Yes, I have realized it. But what happens then? All of you are experienced in this, are you not? What happens then? There is something lacking in putting that into your form at every moment, because you have to become the embodiment of it here. Simply to know something with your intellect is a different matter. However, there is a need to put that into your form. Sometimes Bapdada feels mercy for some children. The Father understands that children are not able to make effort, and so instead of letting the children do it, the Father wants to do it. However, the secret of the drama is that the one who does something receives the return of it. This is why, although Bapdada definitely cooperates, it is still you children who have to do it. Bapdada has seen that some children have very good thoughts. At Amrit Vela, Bapdada receives many, many garlands of very good thoughts. I will do this, I will do that, I will do the other. Even Bapdada becomes pleased. Wah, children, wah. Then why do you become weak when it comes to doing it? It has been seen that the reason for that is the atmosphere in the gathering of the Brahmin family. In some cases, the atmosphere is weak, and that quickly affects you. Should Baba tell you what their language is like? Their language then is very sweet. Their language is, this happens all the time, this happens anyway. What thoughts should you have at such a time? When you think this happens, this continues. It brings carelessness. So at that time you must change that language. What are the Father's orders? What does the Father prefer? What is it that the Father likes? Has the Father said this? Did he do this? When you remember the Father, carelessness finishes and there will be zeal and enthusiasm. There are many types of carelessness. Have a class among yourselves about this. Make a list. One is ordinary carelessness, and the other is royal carelessness. So, carelessness doesn't allow there to be determination, and determination is the basis of success. This is why it remains in your thoughts and doesn't become your form. So what did you hear today? You were reminded of your promises, were you not? You make such good promises that even Bapdada becomes pleased on hearing the promises. However, you don't take as much benefit as the promises you make. So this is what Bapdada wants. You ask what Bapdada wants of you, do you not? This is what Bapdada wants. Become ever ready before time. Time should not become your master. You are the masters of time. Therefore, Bhaktada wants you children to become complete before the time and be revealed with the Father on the world stage. The new children who have come to meet Baba, raise your hands. Raise your hands high. Okay. Bhaktada is pleased to see the new children. The fortunate children have come here to claim their fortune. Therefore, congratulations, congratulations. Now, out of all the new children who have come, we shall see who performs wonders. Although you have come later, you can definitely go ahead. All the results reach Bhaktada, Acha. Double foreigners. It is good that you double foreigners are paying good attention to yourselves and also to service. However, you just have to add a little something to that. You have to underline it. Whatever thought of transformation you have, and it is with good zeal and enthusiasm and courage that you do have it, simply continue to underline it. I have to do this. I have to change. I have to change myself and change the world. Continue to underline determination again and again. However, otherwise, Bhaktada is pleased. There is expansion and there is also attention paid to service and to yourselves. However, there has to be full attention. There is attention, but in between there is also a little tension, and that definitely has to finish. Nevertheless, you have good courage. Congratulations for your courage. All those who are sitting here with the Father are giving you congratulations for your courage. Applaud. Acha. You are all sitting here, but Bhaktada also received lots of love and remembrance from the children who are sitting far away. And while merging each child in his eyes, Bhaktada is giving each one lots and lots of blessings from his heart. Whether from Bharat or abroad, Baba received remembrance from many children through letters and emails. All of them reached Baba. Acha. Bhaktada wants to see the drill of you becoming bodiless in a second. If you want to pass at the end, this drill is absolutely essential. Therefore, while sitting in such a big gathering, become stable in the stage of being beyond the consciousness of your bodies in a second. Let no attraction attract you. Drill was conducted. Acha. To all you intense, effort-making children everywhere, to all the special souls who are constantly engaged in the service of self-transformation and world transformation, to all the souls who are constant karma yogis like Father Brahma, and free from any attraction of karma and of any physical organs, to the children who are close and equal to the Father and who put into a practical form their every thought and word with determination, please accept blessings from the heart of Bhaktada, and also accept love and remembrance from the heart and namaste. To Dadiji, you have become healthy. The illness has now gone. Illnesses come to the Maharatis to bid farewell. You are internally rehearsing becoming karmatit. Daddy Janki said that Daddyji is a carefree emperor. Do you have any worries? You too are carefree. Both of you are playing very good parts. Look, you became an instrument to wear the crown of the greatest of all responsibilities. All of these are your companions. Seeing all of you, they have zeal and enthusiasm. What new things are we going to do now? Baba should give some inspiration. Babdada has told you that a bouquet of every profession should come. That is a mic and also a mite. Not just someone who is a mic and in contact, but he should also be in a close relationship. Make such a bouquet emerge. Then that group will become an instrument to serve. They will become the mic and you will be the mite. When Baba emerges from their hearts, there will then be an impact. Bring them into a close relationship. You only have contact with them sometimes, and their intoxication therefore reduces a little. Whenever possible, let there be some connection and relationship, and it will be good. Acha. Blessing. May you be an easy server and bring about growth by constantly doing an elevated and new type of service. To do godly service with your thoughts is a new and elevated means of doing service. A jeweler checks his jewels every day as to whether they are clean, whether they are sparkling, and are positioned properly. In the same way, in your mind, every day at Amrit Vela, cast your vision with your thoughts on souls who come into contact with you. The more you remember them in your thoughts, the more your thoughts will reach them. By doing this new type of service in this way, you will continue to bring about growth. The subtle power of your easy yoga will automatically attract souls to you. Slogan: merge the game of making excuses and let an attitude of unlimited disinterest emerge. Avyakt signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. As well as churning this knowledge, fix a day for having silence of the mind or traffic control of the mind by only practicing having thoughts of good wishes and pure feelings and of giving sakash. The more research you carry out sitting in your room of introversion, the more touchings you will have that are the best of all. Through these touchings, many souls will benefit. Om Shanti. Notice, today is the third Sunday, International Yoga Day, when all brothers and sisters collectively sit for yoga from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and experience, I am seated on the seat of the forehead, full of all of God's powers, a most elevated Raja Yogi soul, a conqueror of the physical senses, and a conqueror of sinful acts. Throughout the day, maintain the self-respect. I am a most elevated and great soul who plays a hero part in the whole cycle.